Good morning, beloved, and thank you for once again inviting me into your home so we can share a few moments together this beautiful Wednesday morning in God's Word. Today we are in Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Here, Titus is told to remind the people in his care to obey the governing authorities and that Christ came to save God's people. Believers are encouraged to do good deeds and avoid arguing with those who cause divisions within the community. And again, God's saving word for us this Wednesday morning is encouragement. So let's begin reading Titus chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Remind your people to submit to rulers and authorities, to obey them, and to be ready to do good in every way. Tell them not to speak evil of anyone, but to be peaceful and friendly, and always to show a gentle attitude toward everyone. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, and wrong. We were slaves to passions and pleasures of all kinds. We spent our lives in malice and envy. Others hated us, and we hated them. But when the kindness and love of our God, our Savior, was revealed, He saved us. It was not because of any good deeds that we ourselves had done, but because of His own mercy that He saved us through the Holy Spirit, who gives us the new birth and new life by washing us. God poured out the Holy Spirit abundantly on us through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that by His grace we might be put right with God and come into possession of the eternal life we hope for. This is a true saying. I want you to give special emphasis to these matters so that those who believe in God may be concerned with giving their time to doing good deeds, which are good and useful for everyone. But avoid stupid arguments, long lists of ancestors, quarrels and fights about the law. They are useless. They are worthless. Give at least two warnings to those who cause divisions, and then have nothing more to do with them. You know that such people are corrupt, and their sins prove that they are wrong. When I send Artemas or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me in Nicopolis, because I have decided to spend the winter there. Do your best to help Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos to get started on their travels and see to it that they have everything they need. Our people must learn to spend their time doing good in order to provide the real needs. They should not live useless lives. All who are with me send you greetings. Give your greetings to our friends in the faith. God's grace be with you all. And today's key verse is Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, where Paul writes, when the kindness and love of God our Savior was revealed, He saved us. You know, beloved, here Paul is reminding us that we are supposed to be living good lives, not only within the church, but outside of the church. Even though the governing officials at that time were not Christians, were heathen and they were polytheists. They had many gods. And still, Paul is saying that we have to obey those who are in authority over us. And what he was saying is that we have to make our lives count for something. We have to make sure that when the world looks at us, they don't see anything that would disqualify our testimony. You know, all that we have in this world besides our salvation is our testimony, what God is doing in our lives. And if we discredit that or sully that testimony with bad living, then what else do we have? And that's why Paul is reminding us to do good in all things that we do. Let's pray. Kind and loving God, in your mercy you saved me and give me new birth and new life. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you have washed and cleansed me, and by your grace I am put right with you through Jesus Christ my Savior, and have been given the hope of eternal life. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to a close, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we are going to jump into Matthew. We'll be starting at Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus describes a vision of God's realm. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.